But it is a significant day when we have the Taoiseach of our country, Leo Varadkar, coming to our fabulous county of Donegal. And it's a particularly significant day for the people of Inishowen and Buncrana, who have fought for many, many years and indeed decades to have a new and improved bridge structure over the Cockhill, where the Cockhill Bridge, or the old Cockhill Bridge, was. And today marks a significant move forward for the whole peninsula of Inishowen, whereby the structure that was put there at a cost of over €3 million is now being opened by the Taoiseach. And it's a celebration to the hard work and effort by all of the people, particularly the community groups and the political representatives on the ground who have delivered this project. And to have the Taoiseach there to officially open the bridge, I suppose, is quite a significant day. He then moves on to visit E&I Engineering, and I believe that he's speaking and visiting and meeting with Danielle McLaughlin's mother as well, which is quite a significant thing, and I'm glad to see that that has come to fruition. And then in the afternoon, he moves on to Letterkenny, where he will be the guest of honour of the President of the Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce, Leonard Watson, at the Chamber lunch. And I suppose that will give him an opportunity to engage with the business leaders in Letterkenny, but indeed in the wider Donegal area, and find out what the feeling and the pulse on the ground is. Something that is very important, and something that I'm sure the people who were at that meeting will take an opportunity to advise the Taoiseach of how this government can better lend itself to supporting counties like Donegal, particularly in the difficult times that we face into with the impending Brexit coming down, the corridors that is quite fast, and the infrastructural deficits that we have in within the county. I myself, from my point, will take the opportunity, if it so arises, to raise issues with the Taoiseach in regards to infrastructural demands and needs that we have coming into the county, infrastructural needs that we have within the county, and particularly things like the rural decline within Donegal, particularly the close and the imminent closure of post offices, 17 in total across our county. And I will be pleading with the Taoiseach and indeed with the Minister, Minister Joe McHugh, to have a re-look and a rethink at the devastation that that will cause to our county, which is more peripheral than any other county in this island, and will be more peripheral again if the impending Brexit comes down the tracks at us. And that's something that we need to remind the Taoiseach when we have the opportunity, and something that I certainly will be doing on behalf of all of the people of Donegal as Chairman of Donegal County Council.